This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Inflation, I guess, is the third data point of the day. Cooler in November. Prices were up 3.1% year over year. That's compared to a 3.2% annual reading in October. It's progress. The biggest factor driving inflation last month, as it has been for a while now, was shelter. Housing, both rent and what economists call owner's equivalent rent, is still going up, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
How much you think about the cost of housing probably depends on whether you own a home. About two-thirds of American households do, and Chris Mayer at Columbia Business School says most of them now have a mortgage rate that's under 4%. So chances are,
if you're an owner, you're facing very low housing costs.
Which is great for a lot of people, but he says maybe not for everyone.
For many owners, they're also kind of locked into their home.
Because who wants to give up a 3 or 4% mortgage for one that's 7 or 8%, especially when home prices have also gone up?
And so that dynamic, I think, has a lot of people feeling like housing is a burden on them.
For people who don't own a home yet, the burden is even bigger. Rents have gone up almost 30% just in the last few years, much more than incomes. And with home prices and mortgage rates also way up, buying a house has gotten increasingly unaffordable. A recent study from Redfin found it's now cheaper to rent than buy in almost every major metro area in the country. Cameron LaPointe at the Yale School of Management says that's hard for a lot of people to hear.
If you tell people that, you know, they're more likely to be better off renting versus owning, it feels a little bit like a dream of theirs has been closed off to them.
Which never feels good. Eric Lund at the Conference Board says all of that is a big piece of the psychological puzzle right now, but it's not the only one.
We saw food prices and energy prices, especially earlier in the year, have a big impact. People notice that right away. You know, when you're buying your groceries on a weekly basis or filling up your car, that's a pretty big psychological component of inflation, too, that people feel.
And while gas prices have come down, food and housing remain stubbornly high. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.